Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, radio listeners, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia. I am Delia Farquharson, and really it is my pleasure to be with you this evening. You know, we're celebrating or recognizing so many important things that happened this week, but I think most significant was the passing or the passing on of Maya Angelou. And so, when I think about her life and I think about where she started, it's really awesome to think that she made such a significant impact on the world. And it will never be the same, you know, after Maya Angelou has been in it. So I think that's really awesome. But before we get into our topic this evening, I'd like to say hello to my awesome husband, Raymond.
Hello, Delia.
So, the topic this evening is one that you selected.
Yeah.
It's a good topic. I like it. It's about self-confidence. So, first I'd like to get an idea of what brought you here. What brought you to this topic?
In terms of self-confidence? I think I was just thinking, what are some of the things that either, hold us back? You know, when I was talking about being your best self, right? What are opportunities that we don't probably see as opportunities to improve? Or sometimes what holds us back? Or what keeps us there? You know, is self-confidence, is it how you feel? You know, does it come across? Can others tell?
Mm-hmm.
Does it help you in any way? And then there's also a balance where you said, where is there a threshold where that self-confidence can be misguided?
So then, I went to, this is where I went with it. I went to, let's define self-confidence. What is self-confidence, right?
Okay.
How do we define it? What is it?
Right.
And because, once you sent me the topic, I started to think about it. How do we know when someone is confident or not? And where does that come from?
Right, and that was like my thing. Where does it come from? Right, and then what exactly is it? Do you appreciate when you see it? But do you fully understand?
All right.
It?
So do you recognize it when you see it?
Right.
Is the question. So can you tell by looking at someone whether they are confident or not?
I think part of it probably, and I'll wait for your definition in that sense, but I think probably, is it more a perception? Someone is presenting as such, maybe he's not, but I perceive him as such, is that enough? I think that he is, I think he presents as such, he sounds as if he's, where you become comfortable with your knowledge and whatever you're speaking on or whatever you're doing, you are showing confidence in what you're doing because you're coming across as being knowledgeable and being able to speak to a certain topic or to a certain thing, So you are seen as being confident.
Right. And so self-confidence then, if we were to define it, I don't know if we can nail it down, right, in terms
okay.
of what it is. Because you can be confident and self-confident about one thing and not so much about another.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So I don't know self-confident. It seems like it's a complex thing.
Right.
And it's dynamic.
Right.
So self-confidence can be exist in one aspect of your life and not so much in another. So, for example, in your work world,
right.
You could be very confident, but
right.
in your personal life, you could be not so confident.
Correct. Your social life, you're total mush or you're phobic of social interaction outside of certain spaces in terms of how you're not as, and then for some people, again, when you're in charge and it comes with certain things and you're knowledgeable and this is what you do, so therefore you feel confident, and you say, all right, fine, let's go out and socialize and go dancing or whatever, then you freeze.
But, you know, then I wonder.
You know, it becomes unknown territory or territory that is not a good place for you.
But then I wonder. Mm. I wonder, you know, about whether self-confidence is something that we develop.
Right.
Or something that's innate, something that we're born with.
Nurture.
Mm-hmm.
Or nature.
You know, and I thought about that. But if we go back to what we originally said, which is that it differs from one aspect of our life to another, then it seems like it's something that's controlled by the self. Would you say?
Based, yes, I would say that. Based on it being a variable. It varies from person to person, from situation to situation. Yes, it is controlled by the self.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can, I guess it's like having a fear. You know, you're fearful of spiders or whatever. Is it a fear that you could overcome? Recognizing that I am not confident. I don't feel my, you know, in this situation. When I go out dancing or public speaking or
right.
whatever it may be.
So if we were to kind of give a lay definition of self-confidence, then what we would say is that it relates to being assertive and assured in your ability to manage certain situations.
Okay.
Right? So whether it's public speaking or personal or, you know, socializing or whatever it is, that... So your confidence is exhibited, and we can see it demonstrated or evidenced when we see you, when we see the individual presenting as being positive and assured and not anxious or withdrawing from a certain situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're more moving forward towards the situation rather than away from it. Would that be?
Yeah, embracing it and being in control, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. But I also think, you know, it then you have expectations of that person sometimes to be all confident in all situations.
What do you mean?
In terms of, you know, that person is seen or perceived, or that person presents, as I said, as someone who, as you defined, in control and, you know, knowledgeable and all these things. But there's also areas in which they are not, but they are perceived or they are thought of sometimes unfairly so.
So you're saying even in situations where you might not be confident,
you're expected to be.
Okay. Or you may be perceived as being.
Right. So how do you handle that? You know, is it, you know, are you faking that part of it? You know, is it something then that you're really consciously working on? That says this is something that I need to work on. Like, how do we identify the areas in which we could improve? Where we, because that's where mine kind of came from. How do we recognize the areas in terms of our confidence, you know, our assertiveness that needs some polishing and working to be better?
And I think, you know, one of the things that always good, because even with public speaking, and I consider myself a relatively good public speaker, but I like to practice what I'm going, you know, I like to kind of be prepared when I speak publicly. And I think that lends itself to this air of confidence, even though it's a rehearsed or a practiced.
Right. So then, if I'm hearing what you're saying, whatever it is that you would like to either maintain that level of confidence or improve, is to recognize what you need to do to either stay there or improve.
Right. Or and rehearsing is
right.
if I was to say takeaways, for example, then I think rehearsing would be one of the good takeaways, is to say whatever it is. For example, cooking. If you're not a good cook, that's something you can practice.
Yeah.
Right? And so develop your confidence in that.
Right.
So then when we go to the question of, is it innate? Is it something that you're born with, or is it something that you develop? The answer is...
I think it's the... I think you could beg the question on both, but I think there's greater... I think there's greater percentage points given to something that you that you're not born with, it's something that you develop and something that you work at and improve, you know, where you nurture it, you know. And I think whatever little confidence that you have that you were born with can be diminished if you don't nurture that, you know. So I think it's more, it lends more to nurturing and developing and grooming and growing and recognizing, because I think a lot of people, they live with it, I think, sometimes, you know, and you pray that you're not faced with the situations that you, where you're not at your best. Sorry. You know, I hope no one asked me to dance.
Okay.
So I don't go dancing.
Right. So you avoid that situation.
Right. I would like to, but, you know, I, you know, if anyone asks you to speak or say anything publicly or toast someone at a wedding or whatever else, you know, you don't. So rather than, as you said, recognize it as, all right, so all right, I'll ask you then. In the context of saying the public speaking that you said, you know what, this is something that I think I'm good at, but at the same time, I want to make sure I'm sharp. I want to make sure that I can improve, so therefore I work at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what is opposite of that then? That's it. What is something that I am, I know that I'm not that good at, and I hope and pray that I improve, and I'm
for
working
me?
At. Yeah. Or maybe it's somewhat of a, you know.
You know, I don't think I'm as brave as I, you know, in terms of taking risks. I wish I was a little braver in terms of just kind of
jumping off the cliff.
Jumping off the cliff and taking risks. So I think that...
I think a lot of people could can relate. Where you weigh all the, you know, you analyze and you weigh all the consequences. But is it something then that you work at? Or you just
being
say,
brave? I think so.
Right.
I think so. I think I, you know, I think I'm working on that. I think I'm working on being just a little bit more brave, and I think I'm brave in my thoughts, but I'm not as brave in my actions.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. So I think I'm braver in my mind than I am in my. You know.
I can relate to that.
So,
yeah, but there's a whole context from my thought process of you know, confidence and being assertive and, you know, as I said before, I think the balance sometimes of, I don't know, is there such a thing of being too confident?
You know what, I think that...
Or being overly, you know...
I don't know if...
Assertive. Or,
yeah.
You know,
I don't know if you...
Is there
maybe there is. I think that it's about a balance of not saying, you know, you want to be positive in how you think. You want to be positive in how you speak and present.
Right.
But you don't want it to be so ego-centered that it becomes distasteful. Or it becomes, you know, I mean, too much for the next person. And you can't really control that. But there's a fine balance in terms of, you know, being reasonable in how much confidence you're exuding, so it's not just about me, I, you know, all the time. I think that, you know, so you want to be positive and present yourself always in a positive light and be thinking about yourself in a positive light, but you don't want it to be so overbearing that it's objectionable to the other person.
Right.
You know,
well, I
so,
guess then you're asking, you know, you're asking the police to police themselves in that sense. To be aware of your self confidence bordering on, you know, being egocentric and so on, and turning people off, as you said. But on a whole, I think it's a good place to be.
Yeah.
It is a good, you know, I think it's a good place to be, especially if you weren't always there, and especially when you work, you were there and recognize that. What you have overcome to be, you know, like, it could be at work, it could be with your children, it could be with your spouse, whomever, in terms of you are more confident, you feel better, you feel more comfortable in your skin, you know, where some people are not comfortable with how others, they worry about how people, what people think about them, how they're perceived, you know, and therefore they're affected by that way, by those type of things. But I think the more comfortable you are and confident and assertive that you are, you could become more comfortable with in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
And then,
you know, let's
yeah.
talk a little bit about the relationship between confidence and control.
Confidence and control. Okay.
Do you see any connection? Do you see any connection between the level of confidence that you might have or feel and the level of control that you might have or feel in your life?
The more... yeah, I mean, yes, I guess. But if assertiveness, you know, if you're saying me being confident is me being assertive, meaning I feel, you know, I feel accomplished within myself. I feel as if I have, you know, whatever, gotten to this point of knowledge base or comfortable, comfort level or, you know, therefore, I am in control of this situation. I have somewhat control over this because I know what I'm talking about. I am aware of what I'm talking about. So therefore, I control, maybe not, you know, it's not about wanting to control a situation, but I have a say. I have knowledge. Therefore, I have some say and control in it. Yes, I think they go hand in hand.
And so when we move it a little further to think about people whose control have been taken away in situations, you know, in this case of children, for example, where they are not treated well or they're abused or, you know, things like that. So where that issue of control is taken away, and with that control might go some confidence in terms of navigating.
Sure. I can see that.
You know,
it could be, as you said, with children, with spouses, in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're demoted. You know, how do you feel?
Yeah.
You know, or you lost your job. You know, you recognize that you have no control or you have no say, as much as you thought you did. You know, someone is saying stay in your lane, or go back over there.
Is self-esteem and self-confidence the same thing?
Wow. Self-esteem. I don't know. For want of a better word, dictionary definition of
esteem.
So esteem
is how you regard yourself, right?
Right.
It's about the total way of which you.
How do you feel about? How do I feel about me?
Yeah, about how you regard yourself.
Yeah.
Totally. So if you have high esteem for yourself, it's about that you're essentially a good person, capable of doing things. Not in a clinical way where you're egotistical or anything like that, but you regard yourself as capable and valued and a good person, not an injured or you know, damaged, so to speak.
Okay.
And, you know, and so are they the same thing? No, I don't think they're the same thing. You know, confidence is in your ability to do within, you know, certain limitations.
Okay.
But esteem, I think, is about, more generally speaking, about who you are as an individual and how you regard yourself in the world.
So then let's use the example you use in terms of where, you know, control is taken away. A child, a spouse, an employer, employee. Does that affect your self-esteem?
Yeah,
So while I can't wrap my head around enough to say they're different, or they, at best, they are
related,
interrelated.
They are, absolutely,
because they are affected by the same things.
Yeah,
maybe
because
in
I think
different
self-confidence
ways,
is a part of self-esteem, right?
Mm.
You know, it's a subset of self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
I think self-esteem speaks to the wider general regard of self. And self-confidence, you know, is confident in your ability to do a particular thing, right?
So we should aspire for both.
Absolutely.
We should aspire for both. And I think we should recognize when, you know, I don't feel so good about myself. You know, maybe, what is it, you know, check in with yourself. Is that, you know, what is it that I get to, for my self-esteem.
Right. So in building self-esteem, I think that's good.
And then you get confident.
Right. So you, yeah, by having a good esteem of self, then you can build confidence in other things,
right.
And, you know, and in your
yeah.
abilities.
Yeah.
So, you know, one is recognizing your strengths and really kind of highlighting that. And, you know, one of the things that when I work with folks, I tell them, and it sounds weird, but people usually do it and it works, is that you have validation, actual verbal validation of self, where you're looking in the mirror and you're saying, you know, I look good, I feel good, I'm a good person, I'm going to have a good day. But you actually do those exercise, those verbal validations, because you want to have that. You know, especially if you're not getting it from anywhere else.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, if you're not getting it from anywhere else, it's really important. So you can think it, but it's not as powerful, you thinking it, as you really looking yourself in the mirror and seriously saying, you know, yeah,
yeah,
I'm proud of you, you look good, go out and have a good day.
Yeah. Because you're right, especially when, as you said, when you're not getting it, or sometimes you're even getting the complete opposite of that.
Right, when you're getting beat
down.
You know,
you look this way, no one else will this, you know, you're to this or you're to that, and being critical. And you know way better than me, where people internalize
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. And it destroys this, whatever little self-esteem, whatever good feeling they had about themselves. And then the confidence and all of that just goes with it,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you almost just shut down.
And so that's why it's important to think positively about yourself, you
right.
know, to really look at yourself as a unique and special and valuable person, and that you really want to kind of reinforce the good,
right.
you know, and be aware of the negative thoughts and the negative things that you're saying
right.
and challenge those things.
And I guess that... would I be correct then in saying others can see that in you as you, I don't want to say turn the corner, so to speak, but if you go from a place where you're saying everything that I know in myself that made me confident has been beaten and shattered and I'm working on it, and while I speak, look at that young person, that person in the mirror, and says, you are a good person, you are beautiful, you are... you know, you can do what you set your mind to and build your confidence back. That then becomes visible
right.
as well.
Because there's a shift, right. There's a shift. Because, you know, I mean...
And
because
people treat you.
Right, differently.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I believe that if you suffer from low self-esteem, it's going to be reflected in how you take care of yourself, in how you dress, in how you carry, in how you take care of yourself. And so when that begins to change,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to see a difference in how you present.
That
and people, right, and people are going to see that difference in how you present
mm-hmm.
and necessarily will respond differently to you, right? Because...
And that further builds your self-esteem.
Right.
And
because
builds
then you're
your
getting positive regard.
And you it builds your self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That, yes, I can wear that dress. I can go
right.
here. I can walk
right. I can,
past this place. Or,
I can have these great social interactions,
right.
whatever
I'm
it is.
I'm actually sitting here with these folks having a good time.
Right. And so I think that, you know, it's something that builds on each other. So,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
just like that, huh? Interesting.
Yeah, it really builds on each other. So I think that, you know, the takeaway is that self-confidence is it's really important. It's a really important thing for us to talk about. And, you know, you're right that it's probably a little bit of both. That it's both born, innate, and it's nurtured. So, you know, it has to be nurtured. So we need to nurture it in our children and, you know, yeah, as we probably don't do that all the time and don't do that consistently all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we always have to look for the good and praise it, you know. So I think that's an important takeaway for, you know, for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
No, I agree. And I think recognizing that in ourselves in terms of, your self-confidence and your... how you feel about yourself and how it affects, as you said, how you carry yourself, you know, how you dress, how you walk, how you communicate, and therefore recognizing what causes you to be less than your best self in terms of your confidence and working at it.
Right.
You know, so that you can have that upswing where folks are actually looking at you and saying, you know, in a more positive way, where you yourself then, it adds to your, you know, it's almost like a catalyst.
Right.
Adds
right.
to your, you know, what you're doing already.
Right. So I think it's good for us to perhaps end the program with one of the poems by the great Maya Angelou, and it's kind of pertinent to our topic.
Okay.
So Still I Rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may tread me in the very dirt, but still like dust I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room? Just like moons and like suns with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I'll rise. Do you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops weakened by my soulful cries? Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still like air I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame I rise. Up from the past that's rooted in pain I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise. So,
till
next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at DiscussionDelia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and bliss.